It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I picked up a mail order catalog the other day and placed an order. It was a simple process, and it never entered into my mind that I would not get what I had ordered. For all of the reputable mail order houses today have guarantees that the merchandise will be as described, or it can be returned for full credit. Time was when that wasn't true. Back before 1872, if you placed an order from a catalog, your chances of getting what you ordered, merchandise as described in the catalog, were slim. For up until then, deception and outrageous fraud were more the rule than strict ethical dealing. But in 1872, a man, who later was to become famous because of the mail order business, published his first catalog. It was a one-pager with 163 items listed. That man and his catalog were to change the course of the mail order business. By 1875, he had increased his catalog to 72 pages, and the 1875 catalog carried in it an ironclad commitment to his customers. That policy, which still stands today, read like this: "We guarantee all of our goods. If any of them are not satisfactory after due inspection, we will take them back, pay all expenses, and refund the money paid for them." Later, that man included "not satisfactory" to include even a whim. The pledge, now commonplace, was unheard of in those days. And it wasn't long till his competition joined in line. They were dismayed by the move and felt certain disaster would result from it, but they had no choice. One man did what he believed right and best, and the others had to join in or get out. Why is it, not only in business but in other areas as well, that we are afraid to do that which we know is right and best? Why is it that we accept politics and other institutions as crooked and deceitful? Why do we think we have to do that which is wrong simply because everyone else does it, or because it's always been done? A man who goes against tradition and finds what is right can expect opposition. It's bound to come. But the odds are on his side that in the long haul, his method of honesty will prove successful. I can recall an incident when the Galilean went into the temple and upset the tables of the money changers. What had begun as a good service had become one filled with graft and corruption. But he dared to be different. He would not fall into line with dishonesty. And before long, that system he attacked disappeared. A person doesn't have to be dishonest simply because it's the accepted way. Every person can do what he knows to be right. It may not be easy, and he may not be accepted by his peers, but he will be right. And being right is worth far more than being accepted. Today, the mail order business is a multi-billion dollar a year concern, and it continues to grow at about 8% each year. The man who changed the mail order business into one of respectability and honesty was a man by the name of Aaron Montgomery Ward. His company still does business today.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.